The gift of incorruptibility, either partial or total preservation of the body or parts thereof long after one is died, in some cases hundreds of years, is a gift that God bestows upon His beloved saints. Most of the time, the incorruptible bodies of such saints are found to be intact when their bodies are exhumed as part of their canonization process. There are many such cases of incorruptible bodies preserved in churches all around the world. With some, for example, Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, whose thumb kept bleeding over 400 years. Saint Chabal Makhlouf, the Lebanese hermit, whose body was also found incorrupt and gave off a sweet fragrance many years after his death. It was also known that his body would secrete this liquid, that whenever the faithful would touch it, they would be healed through the intercession of the saint. And there's never been any scientific proof to explain these occurrences. Well, yes, in some cases of the incorruptibles, it was known that preservatives was added to help delay the process of decomposition. As in the case of St. Paola Frontignetti, where carbolic acid was added to help preserve a body. But does that mean that all the incorruptible saints were a hoax? Well, let's find out. Now we know from scientific evidence that our bodies after death start to decompose very rapidly. Let's take a look at what science says. Now the first stage of human decomposition is called autolysis or self-digestion, and this begins immediately after death. 24 to 72 hours after death, the internal organs decompose. 3 to 5 days after death, the body starts to bloat and blood-containing foam leaks from the mouth and nose. 8 to 10 days after death, the body turns from green to red as the blood decomposes and the organs in the abdomen accumulate gas. Several weeks after death, nails and teeth fall out. 1 month after death, the body starts to liquefy. So we already know by science that a human corpse, most especially internal organs, decompose very rapidly after death. Now yes, in some cases, the atmosphere could play a part in the slowing down of decomposition, but not always. I mean, the atmosphere would not be able to play a part with the following saints and miracles that you're about to see. There's only one explanation for the next four saints featured in this video: divine intervention. Now for our first saint, let's travel all the way to Nevers in France. We're going to take a look at probably the most famous incorrupt saint, and that is Saint Bernadette Soubirous. Now Saint Bernadette was well known for her numerous encounters with the Blessed Mother in Lourdes. Now Bishop Gauthier of Nevers and the Catholic Church exhumed the body of Saint Bernadette on the 22nd of September 1909. In the presence of representatives appointed by the postulators of the cause, two doctors and a sister of the community. They claimed that although the crucifix in her hand and her rosary had both oxidized, her body appeared incorrupt, preserved from decomposition. This was cited as one of the miracles to support her canonization. They washed and reclothed her body before burial in a new double casket. But there was actually a huge mistake by the nuns, as when they had washed the body of Saint Bernadette, moisture on the skin would lead to a body becoming a bit mummified later on. Now the church exhumed the corpse a second time on the 3rd of April 1919, on the occasion of the approval of Bernadette's canonization. Dr. Comte, who examined the body, noted, "The body is practically mummified, covered with patches of mildew and quite a notable layer of salts, which appear to be calcium salts. The skin has disappeared in some places, but it is still present on most parts of the body." So the image that you see here was during the final exhumation in 1925, already more than 40 years after her death. Now after a few ribs were removed to be sent to Rome as relics, it was decided that the blackish color of her face might be off-putting to pilgrims, and so a light wax mask was in order. Her new face and hands were designed by Pierre Immans, a designer of fashion mannequins in Paris. 3 years later, in 1928, Dr. Comte published a report on the exhumation of Saint Bernadette. He makes mention of his amazement with the state of perfect preservation of the internal organs after 46 years, most especially the state of her liver. As we know according to science, that this particular organ would decompose very rapidly. Dr. Comte quoted, "Now there is a mistaken notion for a body to be considered incorruptible. It has to be in an ideal state, as if the person had just passed away moments before. This is not the case." Lorenzo Lambertini, the future Pope Benedict XIV, wrote a multi-volume examination of the canonization process that included two chapters on the undying love of corpses. These chapters continue to influence how the Church defines and approaches the phenomena. To be considered extraordinary, a body has to be in an unusually well-preserved state, with lifelike color and freshness, lack of odor or signs of normal putrefaction, and some degree of flexibility in skin, joints, or both. It has to be in this state without any human intervention or other obvious cause. People who are found intact but begin to decay rapidly after being examined or moved could not be deemed miraculously preserved. In the case of Saint Bernadette, the high state of preservation at the first exhumation, coupled with the dampness of the clothing and decay of the rosary, was certainly remarkable. Now that we've understood what the Church considers to be incorrupt, we can now move on to our next saint, and that is Saint Oliver Plunkett, well, Saint Oliver Plunkett's head. Now, imagine walking into a small, quiet church in Drogheda, Ireland, and suddenly coming face to face with a disembodied head displayed in a lovely glass case. The spectacle is shocking, but also awe-inspiring. Now, St. Oliver Plunkett was the Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of all Ireland during the 17th century. In 1681, he was executed for treason for promoting the Catholic faith during the Protestant Reformation. He was hanged, drawn, and quartered in Tyburn, England. Now, after St. Oliver was hung and quartered, his head was thrown into the prepared fire nearby. His friends quickly retrieved it. However, scorch marks from the fire may still be seen on the left cheek of the head. His remains were eventually placed in various Catholic churches for veneration. Pilgrims have the opportunity to walk around the shrine and view at close quarters this precious relic of the Irish Church. One can also view the original document of authentication of the relics, which was signed shortly after St. Oliver's martyrdom by Elizabeth Sheldon and surgeon John Ridley. Now, our next saint is St. Francis Xavier, who died on the 3rd of December 1552 on the Chinese island of Shengchuan at the age of 46. Now, before his final resting place in the Basilica of Bom Jesus in 1624, his body was buried in three different countries. Each time the body was exhumed, it was found to be fresh and incorrupt. The body also gave off a sweet perfume fragrance, and more than 100 years after his death, blood was still visible on his wounds, something that science would never be able to explain. Now, St. Francis was regarded as a saint during his lifetime and was canonized in 1662. The body, having resisted extensive decay, is now in the Basilica of Bom Jesus in Goa, where it was placed into a silver casket on December 2, 1637. The silver casket is lowered for public viewing only during the public exposition, which occurs for a duration of 6 weeks every 10 years. Now, let's look at one of the most notable saints whose body remains incorrupt even almost after 6 centuries. And yes, one of my favorite saints, and that is Saint Rita of Kesha, who died in the year 1457 AD. Now, the incorruptible body of Saint Rita is kept at the Basilica of Saint Rita in Kesha, Italy, in a glass case and can be seen by the faithful who travel to the basilica seeking an intervention in their needs. Her body is well preserved and appears as though she is sleeping. Her flesh is milk white, her mouth is slightly parted, so that one may see her white teeth. Saint Rita's body had remained in a perfect state that many years after her death, up until the 1700s, her body was so perfectly preserved that it looked as if she was asleep in a casket. Unfortunately, however, due to earthquakes and a fire that broke out, being fearful of this, the nuns sought refuge and placed the casket with Saint Rita's body in a garden, and because of the humidity of the area, it led to her body becoming mummified. In addition to the incorruptible state of the body, there are many other mystical events surrounding the intact body. So you still want to see more incorrupt saints? Let's throw in a few. How about Saint Catherine of Genoa, who died in the year 1510? She was known for caring for the poor and the sick, especially during the plague that swept the city in the late 15th century. When she died, her body was placed in a coffin in the chapel of the hospital where she had served so selflessly. The wooden coffin, unfortunately, suffered water damage, yet after it was removed a year later, the body itself was found to be incorrupt. And finally, let's look at the first saint whose body was found to be incorrupt, and that saint was Saint Cecilia, who was martyred in 177 AD. She died from a gash wound on her neck. Saint Cecilia was lying on her right side, her hands crossed in prayer before her. She turned her face to the floor and remained praying in that position for 3 days and nights. Now, her remains were moved to a new site in 822, and in 1599, and exhumation revealed her body to be incorrupt. The position of her fingers, three extended on her right hand and one on the left, were her final silent profession of faith in the Holy Trinity, three persons, one God. Wow, how amazing was that? You know, if you can't see the work of God in this, then you got some thinking to do. Now others may argue that if God wanted to keep his saint incorruptible, he would keep them perfectly incorrupt until the end of time. But hey, as it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 20, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. These amazing miracles of the incorruptible saints and Eucharistic miracles are definitely clues pointing to the one true church. All you saints of God, please pray for us.